WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. A complete recording of Jerome Kern's Showboat, conducted by John McGlynn, was released in 1988, and it was one of the most significant and successful theater music recordings of the past decade. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of the latest appearance of Showboat on compact disc. It's a reissue of an album made in 1932, at the time of the show's first revival.
Years after the first production of Showboat closed, it was revived with a cast that included Helen Morgan, who was the original Julie Laverne, and Paul Robeson, who starred in the first London production. He was supposed to be in the original New York cast, but was forced to cancel because of the endless delays before the opening. The 1932 Columbia recording of Showboat became the first set devoted to a Broadway score. Up till then, most musical comedies were represented either by individual songs, often sung by their original performers, or by medleys, a few bars from each of the most popular numbers on each side of a 4-minute shellac disc. The Columbia album consisted of 4 12-inch 78s, which contained Showboat's 6 most popular numbers, plus a new overture and finale. Operatic tenor James Melton sang You Are Love and Why Do I Love You? And a soprano named Countess Albani and another tenor, Frank Munn, sang the duet Only Make Believe. There were new arrangements by conductor Victor Young, who later became an Oscar-winning film composer. But the major reasons to cherish this recording are Morgan and Robeson in their greatest performances of the 3 songs most closely identified with them. Robeson had already recorded Old Man River twice. His 1932 version achieves mythic dimension in the grandeur and eloquence of its suffering.
I get weary and sick of trying. I'm tired of living and scared of dying. But Old Man River, he just keeps rolling.
It's fascinating to hear how different musical comedy style became by 1932. Young's arrangements are much more romantic. Strings and saxophones are featured. There's less banjo. Helen Morgan first recorded her 2 big songs, Bill and Can't Help Lovin' That Man, in 1928, shortly after Showboat opened, with Victor Baraval, the original conductor. Here's an excerpt from her enchanting first recording of Bill.
My Bill, an ordinary man, he hasn't got a thing that I can brag about, and yet to be a fine meal, so comfy and roomy, seem natural to me. Oh, I can't explain, it's sure that makes me thrill. I love him because he's, I don't know, because he's just my Bill.
Now let's hear Helen Morgan singing the same song on the Columbia album made 5 years later. Her voice is darker, the tempo is slower. The early version sounds more like an operetta number. The later version is really a soliloquy. The new and richer nuances are those of a great actress.
He's just my Bill. Hasn't got a thing that
The years of success between Helen Morgan's first performance of Julie and this revival took their toll on her voice. She can't hit the high notes anymore, so they're transposed downward. But Morgan's artistry, like Robeson's, unquestionably deepened. By 1932, Showboat was already regarded as a classic. The stars had learned just how much was in these songs they had made famous. Besides, a lot had happened in the world between the original production and the revival, including the stock market crash. It was easier to take the seriousness of Showboat seriously. The other singers are stylish and charming, and Victor Young's orchestral interludes have considerable power. But for nearly 12 of the 33 minutes on this budget-priced album in the CBS Special Product Series, we hear three of the greatest musical comedy performances of all time.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a CD of the 1932 revival of Showboat on Columbia Special Products. This is Fresh Air.